Welcome everyone to today's episode titled The Titan's Touch, Unveiling the Role of Haptic Technology in Modern Warfare. We've got a fascinating topic lined up today, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, haptic technology is one of those fields that seems to be quietly revolutionizing the way we interact with technology, and particularly in the military sphere. It's just, it's mind-blowing, really.
Right. I mean, think about it. The ability to enhance remote control of drones or improve virtual reality training for soldiers, these are not just minor tweaks, they're potential game changers. Why does this interest you personally?
Well, for me, it's the concept of bringing the sense of touch into digital experiences that really captures my attention. It's like we're breaking the barrier between virtual and physical worlds, especially in something as tactile as warfare.
Exactly. And the implications for international security are profound. We're talking about soldiers being able to feel the terrain of a battlefield from thousands of miles away thanks to haptic feedback. Just imagine the precision and safety it could bring.
Oh, and let's not forget about the training aspect. Virtual reality training enhanced by haptic technology can simulate real-world conditions in a safe, controlled environment. That's a major upgrade from traditional methods.
Yeah, and the question that keeps nagging at me is, how far can this technology go? Could we see a future where entire battles are fought remotely, with soldiers operating from halfway across the world?
That's a compelling question, and it brings up ethical considerations, too. If warfare becomes more like a video game, what does that mean for accountability and the psychological impact on operators?
Oh, that's a good point. And speaking of video games, it's fascinating to see how haptic feedback has already transformed that world. It's like the military is borrowing from the gaming industry to enhance its capabilities.
Yeah, and the crossover is fascinating. They've been using force feedback in simulators for years. But now, with advancements like haptic suits and gloves, we're seeing an even deeper level of immersion.
True. And with the pace of technological advancement, it's hard to predict just where we'll be in even 5 years. The potential for innovation is staggering. What do you think is the next big hurdle for haptic technology in warfare?
I think it's integration. Making sure these systems are reliable, secure, and able to function seamlessly with existing military hardware. It's no small feat.
Absolutely. Well, there's much more to delve into, and we've got experts lined up who will share their insights on this groundbreaking innovation. Stay tuned as we continue this compelling discussion.
Yes, stick around. You won't want to miss what's coming up next. We're just getting started on this incredible journey into the world of haptic technology in modern warfare.
Let's dive right into the fascinating historical evolution of haptic feedback in technology. It's intriguing to see how this began with Sega's motocross in 1976. Imagine the handlebars vibrating upon collision. That must have been groundbreaking back then, right?
Absolutely. It set the stage for future innovations. By 1983, Tatsumi's Texas One added force feedback to car games, making driving feel more real. It's amazing how these early developments laid the foundation for what we now take for granted in gaming and beyond.
And then there's Earthshaker in 1989, which brought haptic feedback into pinball machines. I mean, who would have thought a pinball machine needed to vibrate? But it added a whole new dimension to the experience.
Exactly. And fast forward to today, game controllers have evolved so much. Remember the Nintendo 64's Rumble Pack in 97? That was such a game changer, literally. It wasn't just an add-on, it was a whole new way to experience games.
Yeah, and speaking of game changers, the Microsoft Sidewinder Force Feedback Pro came out the same year. It was the first to have built-in feedback courtesy of Immersion Corporation. Those motors spinning with unbalanced weights, it was like magic in your hands back then.
And look where we are now. Sony's DualShock and Microsoft's Impulse Trigger technologies have made these vibrations super sophisticated. It's not just about feeling the shake, it's about feeling the experience, like dripping the road with those steering wheel controllers that resist turns. It's all about immersion, right?
Totally. And in 2013, we saw the first direct drive wheel for sim racing. That was a milestone. But I'm curious about the other fields that have adopted haptic feedback. What about mobile devices?
Oh, mobile devices have embraced haptics in creative ways. Look at Samsung's first phone with haptics in 2007. It turned vibrations into a tactile language, and now it's almost a standard feature.
And let's not forget about Apple's Taptic Engine. It's like having a symphony of vibrations in your pocket. It can make you feel the clicks and ticks, and it's all so seamless. How does it even work?
It's fascinating. They use a linear resonant actuator, kind of like a tiny speaker, to create those precise vibrations. And it's not just about phones. Even Apple's tactile touchpad on their MacBooks gives that click sensation without any actual movement. It's wild.
The implications are huge, even beyond personal devices. Virtual reality, for instance, has seen a massive leap with aptics. Imagine feeling explosions and impacts in a VR game. It makes the experience so much more real.
Oh, definitely. And it's not just entertainment. In neurohabilitation, haptic feedback is making waves by helping people regain motor functions.
It's like science fiction becoming reality, you know?
Exactly. And as this technology continues to evolve, who knows what we'll be able to feel in the future? It's like we're on the cusp of a tactile revolution.
Indeed. And I can't wait to see how it unfolds. The possibilities seem endless, and it's exciting to think about where we'll go from here.
Wow, the evolution of haptic technology in gaming and beyond is just fascinating. Remember when the Novan Falcon came out? It was such a unique device, letting users feel a whole new dimension of interaction through force feedback.
Oh, absolutely. The Novan Falcon was revolutionary at the time. It offered such precise control, which made games more immersive. It was like holding the game world in your hand, right?
Exactly. And then you had developments like the Airwave, a brilliant concept of using air to create tactile sensations in free space. It's like haptics without the need for direct contacts. Can you imagine the applications for this in virtual reality?
For sure. It opens up a whole new realm of possibilities. I mean, haptic feedback for 3D displays via air vortex rings is something out of a sci-fi movie, don't you think?
It really is. And speaking of sci-fi, the TESLASUIT comes to mind. It's like a full-body haptic suit that can simulate physical sensations. Imagine the military applications for training soldiers without them having to leave their base.
Oh, definitely. It's not just about entertainment anymore. These advancements are enhancing simulations for medical training, remote surgery, and even automotive user interfaces. It's incredible how versatile haptic technology has become.
And the implications for remote operations are just as exciting. With something like the Robonaut Project, you could have astronauts feeling and manipulating objects in space from Earth. It's all about bridging the gap between human intuition and robotic precision.
Exactly. And as we push forward, I think the challenge will be integrating these systems seamlessly into everyday use. It's one thing to have the tech, but another to make it intuitive and accessible.
That's a great point. The integration phase is crucial. And then there's the ethical dimension. How do we ensure that as we enhance capabilities, we also consider the impact on users' psychological well-being?
For sure. It's like we're on the brink of a tactile revolution, and it's important to navigate it carefully. But I'm optimistic. The potential for positive change is enormous.
Absolutely. The future of haptics and technology, especially in training and remote operations, is something I'm really excited about. It's like we're touching the future, literally.
I couldn't agree more. With all these innovations, it's clear that haptic technology is not just a trend. It's here to stay and transform how we interact with the world around us.
So diving into the world of haptic suits, it's mind-boggling how far we've come since the Aura Interactor vest in 1994, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That vest was a game changer back then, transforming audio signals into vibrations. I mean, the idea of feeling a punch or a kick from a video game, it was revolutionary.
Right. And it didn't stop there. The hug shirt from 2002 took it even further by sending the sensation of a hug across distances. It's like bridging the emotional gap through technology.
And then we have the sound shirt, designed to let even the deaf experience music through touch. Imagine feeling the symphony with 30 haptic actuators.
Incredible, isn't it? The applications go beyond entertainment. The Tesla suit, for example, is being used in healthcare for immersive XR training. Such a leap from just gaming, don't you think?
Yes, and with biometric sensors, it's not just about touch, but also about capturing motion and health data. It's like a Swiss Army knife of haptic tech.
And there are still more innovations. The BH Aptics tax suit offers vests, masks, and armbands with multiple haptic points. It's like being in a sci-fi movie.
Definitely. But the challenge remains in making these suits affordable and accessible. Tesla suits' cost is a barrier, right?
True. But as with any tech, prices will likely drop as adoption increases. And the potential for remote work and training is too significant to ignore.
Exactly. It's exciting to think about a future where tactile feedback is a norm in virtual environments. We're literally feeling our way into the future.
Yeah, and with continuous advancements, who knows what breakthroughs are next? It's an exciting time for haptic technology.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a fascinating discussion on how haptic suits are shaping our interaction with technology. Can't wait to see what's next.
Thanks for joining me in this deep dive. To our listeners, stay tuned for more tech insights, and as always, keep exploring the future of touch.
Thanks for having me. Until next time, everyone, keep feeling your way forward.